Want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
Dave Hodges is as mad as hell, and he's not gonna take it anymore.
It's ringing in my ear, blood makes noise. And I can't really hear you in the thickening of fear.
Common sense is not so common. This is the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Welcome to hour number three, and you are listening to the Common Sense Show, where the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time, which really accentuates the importance of the role the independent media plays in keeping people apprised and not being propagandized by the corporate-controlled media. We come to you every Sunday evening at this time from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. on the West Coast and 8 p.m. to 11 p.m. with our friends on the East Coast, and you can fill in the other two time zones. We are really, really happy to bring you this information. We're trying to give you information that you can take with you. It's portable, you can use. And along those lines, I want to talk about our sponsor for this hour, in particular, Numana Foods. And I have a long affiliation now with Numana, and they are the best storable food company in the world. Mike Adams, the health ranger, did comparison tests between Numana and other food storable companies, and there was no comparison. Numana was number one in every single category that Mike tested. How do you get a hold of your storable food? Do you need storable food? These are questions I get. Well, I think after listening to the show, you're going to see some need for storable food. Absolutely, positively. But I would also add in the fact that you better move, and you better move quickly, because if Korea breaks out or Syria breaks out, you know, all bets are off. So go to numana.com/Hodges. The promo code is Hodges, NOV5, for 5% off for our listening audience. See, there's the deal we always try to make for our listening audience. And we hope that you take advantage of that very quickly. Do what you can do. And if you don't have the money to buy precious metals, I understand that. But as many people have advised on this show, at least make sure you have food, water, guns, gold, ammo, and enough medicine. Well, we have a really interesting interview coming up with Ronnie McMullen, and he's our Get the Tea sponsor, and you hear his ad at the top of every hour, and just love Ronnie and his products. They're terrific. Just only the best we try to bring on here. But Ronnie has some interesting takes on things, and this is why I like to get him on occasionally to get his take on various positions. Ronnie is a former talk show host. He did it for a dozen years, and he was really good at it. And he's going to talk about something at the end called the Watchers. And I want you to see if you can discern what he means by the Watchers. Todd, let's go ahead and roll that pre-record.
Hi, everybody. This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and we're the show that's freeing America one enslaved mind at a time. And on the newsmaker line with me is Ronnie McMullen from GetTheTea.com. But he does a lot more than Get the Tea. He's getting the news, and he's got some updates on what's going on geopolitically that we're going to kick around here, because this is stuff worth considering. Have we been betrayed by Trump? Is the world headed to World War III? Is there anything that can stop it? Ronnie, welcome to the show. We're glad you could join us.
Thanks for having me, Dave.
Well, Ronnie, where do we start with this? I mean, it's kind of like a train that's going in circles. You could get on at any point.
You know, that's true. I mean, it's almost like what do you discuss? There's so much going on in our government and governments around the world. And I'll start with this. Call it what you want to call it. So my daughters are in Spain right now, and they're touring Spain. They're in Barcelona. And they called me and they said, Dad, these people here, they're good people, but boy, oh boy, they sure don't like Americans. I said, really? No, they don't. Because right now they're very stirred up that the Americans bombed or did the chemical warfare on Syria. And I said, well, I don't know if there's proof of that. And she goes, my daughter says, well, no, but that's what they're saying. They're saying that it's America because Syria wouldn't do this. And I thought, this is a false flag operation. That's what Spain was talking about.
Oh, there's no question. And the Europeans, I hear from them too. I get emails from all over the world. And I have to tell you, you dirty so-and-so Americans, how dare you do this? I hope your country burns. I mean, these are comments I'm getting on my YouTube channel, on my email. It's just, I got to tell you, Ronnie, I've never seen the anti-American sentiment this high. And right now, the world hates America.
Well, you know, and this is going to sound really bad because I am totally American, but I kind of get it. Because our leaders have lost, I was going to say they lost their minds, but I'm not sure if they have a mind. I think their morality is so shot that their what might have been a mind is eaten up and musty moth. I don't know, but I've never seen anything quite like this. You know, the media has helped paint Russia to be the worst of the worst, the China worst of the worst. And, you know, and really almost every country, they're the enemy, they're the bad guy, and America's always the good guy. And, you know, I want to be the good guy, and I think the Americans want to be good guys, but I think the leaders, I don't know, again, what they're thinking. So with all this being said, I have this feeling that we are in trouble. Huge, huge trouble, because Russia's not exactly happy with us right now. I don't think China's real happy with us right now. And we have lots of little countries, and they're not happy with us now. And when you get enough countries hating you and not liking you, something's going to happen.
China has moved 150,000 troops to the Korean border. This is getting very serious. Russia has sailed another ship into the Mediterranean. Everyone's posturing for war. Putin announced today that he is not going to meet with Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. That's the equivalent of cutting off diplomatic relations.
Yeah, and if you know, and I know the Americans and some of the, you know, some of the soldiers are like, you know, we can whoop their butts. All the research that I ever did. If Russia goes after us, and of course China and Russia, I think it was like 7-10 years ago, they were doing their own drills, so they were working together. So if we just had China come after us, or we just had Russia come after us, I mean, it would take it all out of us. But if they both come after us, we are done like a dinner. And I don't think they're going to be real kind to the people. For some reason, people don't get it. That, like, if Russia's bad, that we have to look at all Russian people as bad. No, we look at, you know, if Russia is corrupt, we have to look at the top levels. It's like the they and them in our world. So, and the same thing in China or North Korea, even North Korea. Oh, all North Koreans. So somebody comes over here from North Korea, we say, oh, they're rotten people. And they're not rotten people. All the people on top are the corrupted people. Why do the people on the bottom have to pay the price? That's the question.
Well, you raise a good point, because see, when this starts, it's not going to be the leaders who are fighting it out. It's going to be us who are sending our children to the slaughterhouse.
Yes, to shoot another man or woman that didn't do anything either. So it's a way for they and them to depopulate us, saying that, oh, you know, North Korea is really, they're bad, boy, they're killing everyone. You know, oh, Japan, you're very, I mean, they don't care who they use, just depopulate so we kill each other, and they sit in their little kingships and watch us. And there's, I mean, I just hope that some kind of awakening covers this globe to say, you know what, why are we killing each other here? We need to take care of the top. Get rid of the top, you have a problem solved.
You are reflecting the conversation I had with my wife. I had with my son. I have a 16-year-old son. And my son said, Dad, I don't want to get drafted. And I said, they can draft you all they want. You're not going. And this is the attitude that every parent needs to take. We are not going to participate in these wars of occupation for people's personal profit and sacrifice our children. I'm actually looking at escape plans. I'll just put it that way. I'm not going to be too specific here, Ronnie. but I've had enough. And I was raised in a military family. I'm loyal to this country, but I am not loyal to the globalist occupation forces that are trying to take us to war.
Well, some of the things, and this goes, winds the clock back about 10 years ago, you know, well, more like 7-8 years ago, when stuff was really going on. I was near a base that I won't talk about, and there were colonels present, and I was able to speak with one of the colonels, and he basically, in so much of a nutshell, said, they're trying to take care of all the old guys and get them out and bring all the young blood in. And so I finished what he was going to, you know, what he couldn't say, you might say, and I said, because the young guys want promotions and they're trigger pullers, and the old guys still have morality. And he smiled. He says, nice talking with you.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep.
So this is the issue where morality is left. You know, obviously the kingpins, definitely. Sometimes, I don't know about you, Dave, do you ever think that they kind of seem to mirror each other, our government leaders and the mob?
Oh, no question. We are run by a mafia. They may wear their suits and stand up and say the pledge, but it's very much a mafia organization.
Well, the mob wears suits, too. They look good. I mean, all those kingpins look good. So, to me, it's the same thing, except I think I would take my chances with the mob before I take my chances with our political system.
You know, you're right. The mob does killing for specific targeted reasons, business reasons. These people kill because they seem to enjoy the sport.
Yeah, and I think... I could be wrong here, but I feel like there's a series of events getting ready to unfold. We have the event of, obviously, war. They're stirring the pot. They want war. And I'm not sure if they care what front it's on, but I've always had a feeling that it's probably going to be in the Pacific. Now, maybe I'm wrong, and I could be, but I think it's going to be the Pacific. So that could be, you know, and obviously North Korea is kind of hot right now, and they're dealing with certain things, so whatever the case may be. So we have that. I think we also have some weather issues going on, because you cannot screw with Mother Nature, and they're doing that. So I've seen just here in Arizona some incredible wind storms that are just gusts of wind to 70, 80 miles an hour. And all of a sudden, just it's a nice day, and you look up, and it's a foggy day, and we don't have fog in Arizona. So there's no fog. It's all chemicals. So this, you can't do this continually and not have something interfere. And something's going to interfere, and it's going to be a great power that's going to interfere. So I think that's another issue.
Well, let's explore that. I think I find that intriguing. The world is, right now, 30 seconds to midnight as far as nuclear war. I think there's no question about that. I had a Navy commander tell me the other day, he said, Dave, I don't like sending these task forces out the way we're doing it. We're headed to the Strait of Hormuz. We're headed to Korea. And I said, why don't you like that? He said, because the first time a carrier is sunk, we'll be launching nuclear weapons and it'll be on. So I totally agree with what you're saying. So what kind of intervention are we going to see as we come to the precipice?
Well, I'm going to lose a few people here, but I think I have a different view probably of God, and I was an ordained minister, so, you know, whatever you want to think. But I think God's much bigger than we've ever been taught. So I'll use the word God for convenience. So I think God is a much bigger entity than we've ever thought. And I think it's kind of like Earth is like school. And it's done pretty good, but for some reason it's become very corrupt. And it's not just America. America seems to be the leader of corruption, but it's all over the world, all over the leaders that are in charge. And I don't know if the sheep are not, you know, making enough noise, what they're doing here, are not awakening. I don't know. Now let's get back to nuclear. So here we've built these nuclear bombs, and we're going to launch these bombs if somebody sinks our ship, or we're going to launch these bombs if, you know, three tanks get blown up, whatever. When we launch nukes, it is my opinion, and this is biblical, there are watchers, and there's a reason they're called that, because we don't know what we're doing. So they're going to push the button, and they're going to launch these missiles, And I do not believe, I think they'll be intercepted. And I think that, and all sides, it doesn't matter if North Korea launches, it doesn't matter if we launch them, doesn't make a difference who it is. They will be intercepted, and when they're intercepted, then the people will go in awe, like, what happened? Oh, was that Russia that intercepted? Was that China that intercepted? Yeah. They'll play the blame game. I was told by a scientist the reason that they're doing these chemtrails so thick is because they're watching what is coming into this universe and what is coming out of this universe, and they can't track it unless they use the trails. Now, is there truth to that? I don't know, but it sure is interesting in such a time that they're actually making no bones about covering this earth, and they're saying to protect us from the sun. What are you talking about? We're already so depleted on vitamin D3, which is from the sun. I don't know what they're talking about. People that have bought solar are upset because they're now paying electric bills when the solar should be taking care of their electric. So we are in some big trouble, Dave.
There's no question. But see, I think it's all part of the design collapse. You see, if you have a nuclear war, you're going to have a collapse. But yeah. Also, leading up to the nuclear war, the fear that gets associated with it, people's defensive actions, that could lead to a collapse as well.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, when you start dealing with the economy, and I believe this next economy fall will make 2008 look like a circus. I've been watching the metals, I've been watching what's going on, and I'm going, you know, when you start seeing false flag events, I mean, that's not a good thing. It is not a good thing. Think of the days of Hitler. There are a lot of false flag events. So are we repeating history? I believe we are, except this is a worse time than even the days of Hitler.
How will the watchers make themselves known?
I don't think they're going to do that right away because we can't handle it. How would I classify these people? There's certain people that are like light, people of light. In other words, they understand the God realm. Do they have all the answers? Absolutely not. In fact, some of the best God people have no answers because they know the answers lie with God. So these watchers may use some of those people. They're very intuitive. They know something's coming. I am in tune with a few people, and I'll call them and say, are you getting something? And literally those kind of people, you know, and I get a little bit, but if I watch the news, it will flood me with information of this earth, and that's not the information I need. So to really have clear vision, you almost have to be blind of what's really going on. That way you know what's going on. And I think the watchers are not going to make themselves known. And this is why, again, one of the big, big, big cards they're going to play, the aces they're going to play, is going to be the UFO event. And this is going to be possibly Project Bluebeam, whatever. Oh, Christ is coming back, but it won't be Christ. You know, Muhammad's coming back to those people. You know, oh, yeah, well, it won't be Muhammad, so on and so forth. It'll be their leader they believe in. They'll look up to the sky, but it will not be that leader. It'll be a holographic image.
I totally agree. I've written on Bluebeam extensively, and you just did a marvelous job of laying it out. It is interesting, too, that I could be wrong, but I don't know if you recall the rods from God a little over a year ago. Do you remember that?
Mm-mm.
When China moved to devalue their currency, their industrial areas started exploding. And what was leaked to me by someone on the inside, he said, oh, those are space-based weapons. We call them rods from gods. And the Chinese were warned in no uncertain terms, stop devaluing your currency. And I think we're going to see this involved. In fact, I've made this statement too. Based on what I know about Space Command, the winners in space will win the war on the Earth.
Yeah, I think that to be true. I mean, the global elite is already working on Mars right now, and they're wanting to get their elite, their people, and that's their out. Let's go to Mars. But again, you know, this is where it gets wild and crazy. If we listen to what the global elite and the leaks that come out of global elite and all this stuff, because they leak to us. And I was a talk show host for 12 years. I got information leaked to me thinking it was grand information, truth information. And what it was doing is they were setting me up to give my people the wrong information. So I don't trust any of they and them or the media or any some of the stuff. Again, go blind and then you can see. I know this sounds almost spiritual, but you know, go blind and then you can see, because what is coming is not going to be like anything we've ever read in the Bible. It's not going to be like anything that we've ever seen. It's going to be completely different, and it is going to amaze those corrupt leaders that think they have the ultimate plan.
Boy, you're taking words out of my mouth, Ronnie. This is a time where the lines in the sand have been drawn. I want to return to what I just said, though, about space-based war. What I'm referencing here, I went to a conference 20 years ago, and it was kind of an on-the-sly QT conference, and I was invited because a few people there knew who my father was, who was in deep intelligence when he was in the Navy, and they knew he had revealed some things to me that I couldn't go public with until both my parents were gone. And I went to this conference, and I was shown space-based war drills where one ship would fire a laser at another. And now this is out on YouTube. You can see it. It's called SDS-48. I saw this in 1997. SDS-72. The Chinese have killer satellites that they want to destroy our over-the-horizon radar capabilities for our military. And that's why I say, who wins this war in space will cut off the head of the snake of their opponent, because that's where the command and control is.
So if the Watchers are in control of the space, and they are, where does that lead us?
Well, we can make the decision not to participate, and we're making that decision with the Hodges family. I will not support a war of any type right now because it's contrived. But aside from that, we're just along for the ride.
And I think we are. And I think the more that we put our faith, and really that's an adjustment of our thoughts, okay? It's not just talking. It's an adjustment of our thoughts and putting our thoughts forward. It's kind of like, you know, we talk about prayer. So many people talk about prayer, and I question their prayer because their prayer is just saying a bunch of words. And you have to be, a prayer has to be much like an arrow. You have to use a bow, and you have to take the arrow, and you have to mark your place that you're going to hit. And that's what prayer needs to be, and your thoughts need to be just like the point of that arrow. And if we can point that to a point where we can believe and have faith and have our thoughts forward to what is right, things will change. And it has to be more than one person. It has to be, you know, it has to be a frequency of many more people. But the problem is there's a lot of teachers that out there that you know, I question, and of course then we have the global corrupt, and I go, oh my gosh. So it's really questioning, you know, how does this all happen? And again, you know, I think it's better for me to just play dumb, because I'm not sure how this is going to go down. I feel certain things, but I'm not sure exactly. Are we going to have our weather issue first? Are we going to have war first? Are we going to have collapse of the economy first? You know, are we going to just have absolute dominoes? Boom, 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 boom. And that will destroy so many people, because people, it's like the Joker and Batman said, you know, in the last few minutes of your life, you really know who people are. And I think that's what we're going to see. The heroes are going to come out, and the other people that maybe thought they were heroes are not going to be that.
You're right. And awareness may be something we have control over, but that's about it. I mean, we're along for the ride. Well, Ronnie, let's transition for a moment. Let's move away from what we can't control to what we can control. Let's talk about our health, because you've been sending me some of your products from Get the Tea, and I've had some real positive results, particularly with blood sugar and other things going on. And I just wanted to let you know how much I appreciate you sending these things to me. They are so helpful, and I'm feeling more energetic, and it's almost made me want to eat right. Of course, when you don't eat right with some of the things you sent me, the bathroom is a good reminder that you're not doing things the right way. That's one
I'm glad you said that, not me.
Yeah, but I'm speaking from experience. So I go, whoops, maybe I shouldn't have had that cheesecake. But let's talk about some of these products you have available, because I highly recommend them.
Well, I'll just go real quick here. Obviously, the number one product we have is our tea, and it's the Super Strength Tea. It's at the website, getthetea.com. We form the whole company around our tea. Get the tea. You know, and sometimes when I'll see orders going through, and I'll see they ordered, you know, Ali C, and they ordered this, that, and the other, and they didn't order any tea. And I almost think, you know, maybe I should throw a flyer in there. You forgot the tea, because it is such an important issue in cleaning your digestion. If your stomach is jacked up, in other words, if you have problems in your stomach and you have stomach aches all the time, not a good sign. And doesn't necessarily mean you're going to die. It just means that you're on a way to suffering. And you don't want to suffer. So you got to take care of the tummy. And when you get rid of all the garbage and all the stuff that's in your colon and everything else, then your body starts breathing better. It, you know, lives. And it's like, you know, feed me, Seymour. You know, it's a good thing. So the tea's number one. If you got belly aches and you've got holes in your stomach and blah, 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 and you have a hard time eating because you start eating and all of a sudden your stomach just gets really, or you're bloated, blah, blah, I would tell you that you need to move to colostrum. That's a great, 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 did I say great? Great way to do better in your stomach. And if you're wanting to, how do I say this without getting in trouble? If you're wanting to, I'll use words, maintain your immunity system, and you don't want to go down in your immunity system, read between the lines, then you want to get Ali C, because Ali C is like 34 to 40 cloves of garlic, and you won't smell like garlic, it won't taste like garlic, and what's going to happen is viruses and all that kind of stuff kind of stay at bay, because your immune system's up. And that's really what we were built with, is we were, and this is what really makes me angry, is we were built by God with an immunity system to counteract all the garbage that's out there. And then the corrupt went out there and started playing with different chemicals and this and that and the other. And next thing you know, they have created viruses, and then they start depleting our immunity by with all their foods and all their chemicals and all their stuff. And the next thing you know, we suffer. And it doesn't have to be like this, and it wasn't like this. This is why if you wind the clocks back 100 years or 200 years, they didn't suffer from tons and tons of different diseases. I mean, certain ones, yes, but not the way we are today. So, and then, you know, if you caught a disease, you were dead in about 3 weeks, you know, where now you might live for 10 or 15 years, but you'll suffer the whole way. So the more you take care of yourself, it's almost the day that you really have to supplement and you really need to eat right.
You really do. And we have to take care of our health, because those that govern over us seemingly do everything they can do to undermine our health, from chemtrails to processed foods to GMOs. I mean, right now we're living in an extremely toxic environment, and what I like about Get the Tea is it gives you a chance to cleanse some of those toxins.
It's a wonderful thing, and for those of you that are out there making, you're starting to get into the smart smoothie deal, we have a new product called Boku Original Super Protein. It's completely plant-based vegan protein, and 18 grams of protein per serving. It's made with sprouted brown rice, red dulse, cranberry seed. Easily digested and very, 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 very effective. And you throw that in with some fruit and some ice and a little bit of raw milk or coconut milk or almond milk. Blend that up. Good. And when you go vegan one meal a day, just to tell you this, if you go vegan one meal, we're supposed to be vegan. I personally can't do it. I got to stay with a little bit of meat, and I know a lot of people that the same way. But you really should get one meal to give it to the plants, and you will be amazed what happens to your digestion system. I mean, it's incredible, and you'll see I'm right. You'll go, oh my gosh, you know, and I won't talk about it, but things change, and they're all for the better. So again, it's called Boku Original Super Protein.
It's amazing. Well, one of the things, and I will close with this, if we're headed towards the dark days, then I think we are, that you and I just discussed earlier, you're not going to have access to your doctor, to prescription medicines, to getting your refills. And at least with your products, you have a chance to maintain some semblance of health. And I think that this is a great service you're providing for all of our listeners. And I would encourage everyone to take advantage of this. So tell everyone how they can get a hold of your product, see what's available, and then order appropriately.
Well, I want to comment on what you just said, because that's a home run, what you just said. When it gets really bad, if it goes that way, we obviously hope and pray it does not. But if it does go that bad, the whole doctor thing is going to crumble like a wet taco. Go into the stores. The stores will be emptied within 2, 3, 5 days. Boom, there's nothing on the shelves. They're not going to restock them. It's going to be kind of crazy. So to have a few extra goodies, when I say goodies, some supplements or water and different things, and you probably talk about that on your show, is a good idea. But if you're wanting to get supplements and you want them pure, in other words, they're not GMO, there's no fillers, there's no rice or wheat or all that garbage in there, and they're organic, it's getthetea.com. And right now we have what I call the big three. It's on sale, and you just scroll down front page. And the big three is Ali C, which is that garlic pill I talked about, the tea, and the colostrum, which I talked about for your tummy. So those three, you buy those three together, you get a whole package together, and you save some bucks. And it's been a real hit, and you can either get the vanilla colostrum or the chocolate. And either one you go, it's good stuff.
It sounds like great stuff. And I can tell you from experience, this stuff works. Bob, I got to tell you, when I bob around the swimming pool, and I've started doing that now because weather's been heating up here in Arizona. Yeah. When I jump in, I feel like I have such energy, I can swim miles. And that's my testimony to your product. I mean, yes, it makes you regular, and yes, I know that my blood sugar readings have dropped and all this, but I have to tell you just the way I feel. I hit the pool the other day, and I have to tell you, 100 miles an hour. I felt like I could go forever. It's just awesome. When I bob around, it's just like, it's absolutely incredible. Well, Ronnie, I want to thank you for joining us. This has really been good stuff. I appreciate when you come on and share, you know, your wisdom with what's going on in current events, because you are an experienced broadcaster. And I want to thank you for your products, because I know you're doing a lot of people a lot of good.
Thanks for having me on, Dave. I appreciate it.
Well, that's my friend from GetTheTea.com, Ronnie McMullen. Boy, pretty interesting stuff. He should be back in broadcasting, don't you think? He's very, very talented, very knowledgeable. Anyway, I want to give you a quick take, and we're going to try to squeeze it in. My take on the pyramids, I don't believe that we're getting the accurate history. I think we're ready to go towards the end of our civilization as we know it, and I think we've been there before. Let's go ahead and play that.
Hi, this is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and you're listening to our new show, The Red List News, where we are freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Hey, have you ever wondered who really built the pyramids? No, I'm not going to go off on some cockamamie alien conspiracy story, but I've wondered that many times, because in 1988, I remember reading that U.S. engineers and Japanese engineers, the two best sets of engineers in the world at that time, got together and they tried to make a 5% scale model of the large pyramid at the Giza Plateau. And we're talking 5% scale model, and they failed. It collapsed in its own weight. And I thought, wow, how interesting. Here we have the modern age of computers. We have the advantage of all our advanced scientific knowledge. And we can't do what people that didn't have running toilets, flushing toilets, I should say, and running water, we can't do what they did at that time. Are you kidding me? So I started to look into the subject of the pyramids. And I wanted to know what made them so very difficult to reconstruct, if not impossible. Because looking at this from a sociologist's point of view, if what I began to suspect was true, and my operating original hypothesis was that we're not the first set of advanced human beings on this planet, that mankind has risen up, basically been destroyed, the remnants were thrown back to the Stone Age and had to start over again. And I thought, well, let's test this hypothesis out. And the perfect laboratory would be the pyramids. So I started looking at the work of Graham Hancock and Professor David Anthony West from Harvard. Yeah, you start looking at these guys, and they started making sense to me, because they were asking the same questions I was asking. How do you take a 30-ton stone, put it on a 65-ton stone, and have a margin of error of only 1/200th of an inch? We can't do that with micro engineering, much less the macro engineering that you see in the pyramids. And we're talking single family house. We can't have that accuracy of construction today that the Egyptians, in quotes, supposedly did back then. And there's more. What's interesting to me is the astronomical implications of the pyramids at the Giza Plateau. And everybody agrees on this. This point is not controversial. That the pyramids at the plateau all line up and they're a per-scale replica of the constellation Orion. The problem is that three of these stars are not visible to the naked eye. So these people who had virtually no knowledge of engineering, no knowledge of chemistry, no knowledge of the advanced sciences, and as I said, that their cities were primitive, and they were able to build observatories so they could see stars that we can't see without the naked eye. And I thought, well, that's interesting, isn't it? And then I started looking at other anomalies. For example, there's water erosion on the Sphinx and also on the large Giza Plateau Pyramid. Yet climatologists tell us that there hasn't been enough water in the Nile River Valley to have gone that far up on these structures to have created this water erosion. And I thought, well, when was the last time that we had that much water? And so I consulted with some climatologists, and they told me 10,500 years ago, before the last ice age. And I'm thinking, before the last ice age? Are you kidding me? The pyramids are 4,000 to 5,000 years old, according to the historical record. So, boy, we got a problem there, don't we? And then there's the construction of the pyramids, the inner workings of them. Outside the water erosion, the general erosion of these structures is amazingly perfect. In other words, they don't age. And NASA was curious about this back in the 1970s when they were preparing to launch into the space shuttle program. And they were looking for a substance that could glue on the heat tiles on reentry and protect the astronauts to survive the extreme heat. And they didn't want the heat tiles flying everywhere, so they were looking for a very adhesive substance. And they thought they found that with a substance that basically molded these multi-ton stones on top of multi-ton stones. So they asked the Egyptian Antiquities Department for permission to do a scraping, and they did. And they took the scrapings back to their labs at JPL in California, and they promptly found that they couldn't reproduce it. So they said, well, we're not giving up. And they tried for a few years, and they couldn't figure out the chemical composition of this substance that made the pyramids so amazingly erosion-proof. And I looked at that and I said, wait a minute, NASA, with all its advanced tools and toys, and the Egyptians are better than they, and so we have now the Egyptians not only have better knowledge of engineering than we did, they have better knowledge of chemistry. That just doesn't seem logical. And let me give you a couple of coincidences about the pyramids I've always found interesting. The average height of the Giza Plateau Pyramid, or I should say the height of the Plateau Pyramid, is equal to the average elevation of the Earth. Now, this is something that we've only been able to calculate since the advent of satellites in space that could do these calculations. Now, you could say, well, that's an anomalous coincidence. And I would say that I agree with you. I think that is anomalous. But let's consider one other factor related to geography. If you take the longest possible north-south line and draw it on the longest contiguous landmass on the Earth, and then do the same thing east-west, guess where it intersects? At the Giza Plateau Pyramid. So we have a structure here that is the average elevation of the Earth, and that lies at the precise landmass center of the Earth. You know, we're starting to add up the odds to where the odds might say you might want to reconsider that conclusion that this is just a coincidence. There are so many things that we could say about the pyramids, and people say, well, Dave, come on. We've got things we look at here, and we know darn good and well that the pyramids were used to house the dead of the ancient Egyptians. Yeah, okay, fine. But ask yourself this question. The house you're living in right now, for most of you, you didn't construct it. You might have built on a patio. You might have put up a bookshelf. But you didn't build the house. And I think that's the analogy that we're seeing here with the Egyptians. And this is where it gets really interesting, too. The Egyptians were not seafaring people. Yes, they did wander down the Nile River. But they did not go and settle on other continents. And the historical records are quite clear about this. But we find these pyramids all over the planet. in Peru, in Central America. We find them in the Wang province in China. We find them in Bangkok, Thailand. We find them in Yamaguni off the coast of Okinawa, beneath the ocean, off the coast of Cuba, beneath the ocean. And what's interesting about all of these pyramids, they all share something in common. If you take a computer program called Precession and you dial it back 17,500 years ago from any of these pyramid locations on the earth, they all do the same thing. At the equinox, the pyramids, all line up with the star of Sirius. 17,500 years ago. That, to me, is probably the actual date that the pyramids were constructed. Now, this predates our current history by about 11,000 years. What's really interesting to me in this scenario is that Plato, if you recall his writings, he talked about the lost continent of Atlantis. And these legends are all over the planet. We look at the Indian Aravaic legends, and they talk about the fact that mankind has been destroyed before. In their accounts, they describe perfectly what a nuclear explosion would be like. And then in a region of the Indian desert, we see glass where sand should be, which would be the after effect of a nuclear explosion. Some people have concluded that we were destroyed by our own aggressive nature using weapons of mass destruction. The Hopis have a legend. They say this is the fifth world, and that four worlds have come before us, and man has risen up and has fallen. And we see these legends all over the planet. The Chinese have them. They're all over the planet, and they're certainly through a lot of the Native American folklore. Can I prove all this? No. But I think the pyramids are standalone proof that the Egyptians neither had the technology or the knowledge on how to build it. And people say, well, come on, Dave, they use pulleys. I saw that in the movie. Well, let's talk about some of the calculations that have been done. To hoist these multi-ton stones upon the top of other multi-ton stones at a 12-degree angle, it would have taken a fulcrum a mile and a half long. I don't know how you would build a fulcrum a mile and a half long. And then even if you could do that, where would you find ropes that would be strong enough to not break under the strain of hoisting up these multi-ton stones? And then remember what I said about the macro construction accuracy, 1/200th of an inch margin of error. And of course, the slaves did this, right? All right. Well, the math has been worked out. And to basically do what needed to be done and calculate the average upper body strength of a male, they would have needed 1 million male slaves plus. The problem is demographers tell us that the Nile River Valley did not have 1 million people at the time that they believe the first pyramids were built, much less 1 million slaves. So when we look at this, we're left with a lot of mysteries and a whole lot more questions and answers. Now, let me get very, very esoteric with you. And you can pin me down. Dave, do you believe that we're the first civilization of advanced humans on the earth? No, I don't. And I think our religion comes in about 6,000 years ago. I do agree with a lot of the theologians on that point. Certainly the earth is a lot older than that. I think mankind is probably a lot older than that, but I think there's some pretty clear evidence, and I agree with a lot of theologians. Our religion, our Christian religion, came in about 6,000 years ago. But again, you know what? I can't commit to that because I can't prove it. But we start looking at Stonehenge and these multi-pyramid constructions around the planet that are similar to each other, and we know the Egyptians didn't build them, then we have to conclude there was a planetary consciousness that built them. The same people who built the pyramids in Egypt more than likely constructed the same pyramids in other parts of the world. That's the only thing that makes any sense. That talks about planetary government, planetary cooperation between business and scientific entities. That is a mouthful. But I'll even go one further with you. Richard Hoagland used to be science advisor to Coast to Coast, and before that he was employed at NASA, friends with many great journalists, including the great Walter Cronkite. And Richard Hoagland wrote a book called The Monuments on Mars. And I had occasion to speak with him a few times through mutual friends. and most fascinating discussions I ever had. He felt that at the time that at least one of these civilizations on Earth crumbled, he thought that we had already begun to explore the solar system like we're preparing to do now. We're preparing to go back to the moon, build a colony, we're preparing to go to Mars. I mean, these are some things that would certainly happen within our children's lifetime, if not our own. Well, what's interesting is in 1977, Viking space explorer went to Mars and captured a photograph that became known as the face on Mars. Now, NASA debunked it and said it's just lights and shadows. I can't tell. But what I can tell you is this, is that if you lay down the photograph in front of you in the Cydonia region and you look at this, what I really find interesting here is this, is that I see a lot of lights and shadows, in quotes, that are moving at 45 and 90 degree angles. That's not the way nature works. Now, here's what Hoagland did in a presentation I attended at the Phoenix Convention Center back in 1997. Went with a friend of mine. We sat up near the front, and I was mesmerized by the entire conversation. But Richard Hoagland stopped the show. Everybody gasped for breath when he took an overlay of the Giza Plateau Pyramids and put it over the Cydonia region that had been photographed by the Viking explorer. And it was an exact match. He ran calculations with his associates, and they found that the face on Mars and the structures, it could be lights and shadows or pyramids, depending on your point of view, lined up perfectly 17,500 years ago. Yeah, you got it. Same thing as we see here. So we may be looking at what constructed the pyramids here on the Earth, constructed them on Mars. No, I'm not bringing the alien equation into it. Because 100 years from now, we could be building structures on Mars that parallel structures here on Earth. So if it happened before, or this time, why couldn't it happen in the past? It's a good question. I mean, it's something that I think we really need to stop and think. Now, this is not just an exercise in mental imagination on my point. When I look at the five societal levels that sociology teaches their intro students, they start with hunting and gathering, then mankind evolves into pastoral, which gives way to agriculture, which turns into industrial, which turns into what we're supposedly in now, post-industrial. We have the five societal levels. Michio Kaku, who's really the face of science in America today, and if you haven't seen him, he's a man of Japanese descent, long gray hair, very well dressed, extremely articulate, very intelligent, and he's kind of the Carl Sagan of our day. And he has actually spoken to this fact. And he's gone on and he's written a book in which he popularizes a theory he calls superstring theory. And within the theory, he talks about levels of civilizations and he talks about the five that I just mentioned. But he then goes on to say that, you know, post-industrial is really like type zero and we're approaching what's called a type one. And type one civilization is one where you have complete control of the weather, you have complete control of the planet in terms of government, you have one language. Well, we kind of are close to this now. We have a communication system that he said you have to have, the internet. English is the business language. If you don't speak English, you don't do business with very many people on the planet. And we're approaching what he says is type one. But unfortunately for mankind, Michio Kaku says that we have about a 5% chance of transitioning successfully into type one, where we'll be able to grow all the food we want, have water for everybody, and we shouldn't have resource wars because we'll be able to harvest exactly what we need because of advanced technology. So what's that one thing that's going to prevent us from reaching a type 1 civilization? And he said, it's uranium. No, not the uranium necessarily. Well, maybe it is. The uranium that Hillary sold to the Russians. I'm talking about nuclear bombs. And as we see in ancient Indian history, I think there's strong evidence that we've seen nuclear war on this planet before. And I think that what Michio Kaku is talking about is history could certainly repeat itself here. And so rather than us reaching up to type one, we go backwards and we have to start over in the Stone Age. And it reminds me of a quote with Albert Einstein, who was extremely concerned that he had carried the atomic bomb experiments too far. he actually stood in opposition to them at the end. And he even said, he had a famous quote in which he said, "I know not of what the weapons of the Third World War will be, but I can tell you the weapons of the Fourth World War will be sticks and stones." And it speaks a lot to what I'm talking about today here with my discussion of the pyramids. And I think from a practical and a very pragmatic point of view, this not being an exercise in imagination, why am I concerned about this? Because I think we should look into these possibilities. If we're not the first advanced civilization of humans, we're the descendants of survivors of cataclysmic events from the past, it might behoove us to find out what. Was it an asteroid strike which killed the dinosaurs? Was it World War whatever with nuclear bombs? Was it a pandemic? I think it would behoove us to find out so we could put our efforts into prevention. And I think if humanity and mankind could begin to look at, see, if we did destroy ourselves because of our aggressive tendencies, maybe we could explore less aggressive means and more passive means of trying to get along with each other on this planet. Maybe I'm hoping for too much. Maybe I'm naive. But I certainly think this is a subject worth exploring. I want to thank you for listening. That's it for the Red List News. I want to remind you that Red List News is brought to you by Numana Foods, and we have a special right now, 5% off, coupon code LABOR, as in Labor Day, and that sale will go on through this upcoming Wednesday, 5% off all your Numana Foods. Go to numana.com/Hodges, and don't forget about our app. We have a link now on the right-hand side of the Common Sense Show, and we have our radio show that airs at 8 p.m. Eastern, accessible through the website every Sunday evening. Thanks again for joining us. We'll see you back here again really soon.
Well, on an intellectual basis, I certainly hope that you enjoyed my thoughts on the pyramids. Not asking anyone to agree with me, because a lot of it is hypothesis building, but some fact-based analysis as well. The bottom line, here's what it all comes down to. It's what Doug and I talked about in the first hour. And what we talked about in the first hour, quite clearly, is about the only option we have left for humanity. I think the political option right now is in suspension. Maybe it'll come back, maybe it won't. So what do we have available to us? Well, it ain't the war option. People don't win. And I'm not interested in being a Viet Cong for 20 years. Are you? So what's left? The spiritual option. So regardless of how you view our history, how you view our current situation, if this is a war to protect us from North Korea, or it's a war of central banking domination, these are all things that we can debate. But the one thing that I think is not debatable is this, is there's a universal force that runs through all of us and permeates our environment and has the holistic ability to change everything and anything. And I would call for you, if you're not doing so already, to pray on a daily basis for the best outcome possible for humanity, and that God's will be done. Well, that's it for the Common Sense Show. Join us next week, where we'll be joined by Robert Gates and others. Oh, it's going to be a great show. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you again back here real soon.